Blog Talk Radio.
Love. Hello? Hello?
Now listen to what Mary says to him. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously.
Hello? Yes, ma'am. You online. Would you like to say something? Are you a Christian?
Yes, ma'am. We've been waiting. We haven't heard anything yet.
Oh, you didn't hear anything? Oh, please forgive me. I might have been on mute.
Ma'am,
I'm glad you
had it on.
Okay, thank you so much. First
You're
of
welcome.
All, I would like to say, are you a Christian?
Jesus.
How do you recognize a Christian? More to the point, how can others recognize you in Christianity, in you? There must be something to ponder, these questions. And we should consider them thoughtfully. If we try to answer these questions in all honesty and sincerity, it would invaluably lead to honesty for self-scrutiny as Christians. We are to be compassionate. We are to be humble. We are to be gentle and kind. We that say we are Christian. But sometimes we fall short in the business and confusion of daily life. Some of the words we'll be using today is permissive, optimistic, and Christianity. You know, you can only be a Christian if Christ is in you. Think about that. Which can be tested and proven according to the scripture. And the scripture I'm going to read to you is 2 Corinthians 13:5. And the word of God say, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobated. And verse 6 said, but I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobated. So we ask you today, are you a Christian? With so much going on in the world today, people take that loosely and lightly. Oh, yes, I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sunday. I go to Bible study. Well, it's more than that. Examine the Bible say, examine yourself. You are to be gentle. You ought to have compassion. You ought to be humble. You ought to be kind if you're a Christian. You know, some of the things I was writing down, just think about these things. You might have different questions you like to ask people. You ask to help an elderly neighbor with some chores around the house. What's your response as a Christian? If Jesus was in the room right now with you, what would you say or do? Ask yourself, am I a Christian? When I got up today, the first thing I did was, think about it. If you're a Christian, automatically you should have known the first thing you did when you got up this morning. And another thing, the last time I counted my blessings was, when was the last time you counted your blessings? If you are a Christian, you should know. I have accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. That lets you know. Are you a Christian if you accepted Jesus? You know, living my life for God is the most important thing that I will ever do. That lets you know. Are you a Christian? Then you go to thinking, well, I believe in heaven. I believe there is a heaven. And you have to ponder, say, are you a Christian? I know that when I die, I will be in heaven. But are you a Christian to know that you're going to be in heaven? You got to know for yourself. You got to accept Jesus Christ for yourself. Mama can't go for you. Daddy can't go for you. Children can't go for you. You got to go for yourself to know. Am I really a Christian? Or have I jumped on the bandwagon because I hear somebody else say they're Christian. But you got to know for yourself that I'm a Christian. You know, I had put on my little thing this when I typed it up, being an optimistic Christian. To be a permissive Christian is a contradicting term. Yet sometimes even most devout Christians fall prey to fear, doubt, and discouragement. But God has a different plan for our life. The comforting words of Psalms 23 reminds us of God's blessing. In response to his grace, we should strive to focus our thoughts on things that are pleasing to him, not upon things that are evil, discouraging, or frustrating. So the next time you find yourself mired in a pit of permissive, remember God's word and redirect your thoughts. This word is God's creation, looking for the best in it, and trust him to take care of the rest. You got to keep your feet on the ground, but let your heart soar as high as it will. Refuse to be average or to surrender to a chill of your experimenting environment. You know, when you think about that, you know, you say, God, give me faith, optimistic, and hope. Let me expect the best from you. Let me know for the best in others. Are you a Christian? Let me trust you, Lord, to direct my life. Are you a Christian? And let me be your faithful, hopeful, optimistic servant every day that I live. We're talking about, are you a Christian? And when you think about that, really ponder on that, you have to let your mind say, are you a hopeful or optimistic Christian? Do you associate with like-minded people? If so, then you're both wise and blessed. You know you are a Christian. You're on the right road. You know, the Christian life is not a constant high. We have moments of deep discouragement. We have to go to God in prayer with tears in our eyes and say, God, oh God, forgive me or help me. You know, hope, like other human emotion, is contagious. If we associate with hope, feel enthusiastic people, that enthusiasm will have a tendency to lift our spirit. But if we find ourselves spending too much time in the company of naysayers, permissives, or cynics, our thoughts are like the naysayer, would tend to be negative. You know, God offers the strength to meet our challenge daily, and he offers us hope for the future daily. One day that he should share his message of hope is through the word of encouragement, friends, family, members. We're talking about, are you a Christian today? You know, if you profess to being a Christian, it is your responsibility to manifest the characteristic of Christ in your life. No amount of biblical knowledge or church attendance could ever substitute for the reflection of the Master in your life. We have a lot of people that's going to church before a lot of the buildings closed down. God closed them down. But since they've been closed, are you still living a Christian life, being at home, going out to help others? Or are you being selfish? Are you just saying, I'm a Christian, and have no trick? No one can even see Christianity or Christ in you. You know, however laudable good work may be, unless they are based on and perform the honor and glory of Jesus Christ, they lose their impact and meaning. So now that you're not in the building, are you living to do what God say do? Are you doing what the people say do? Are you not doing that all? Think about it. Can they see Christ in you every day, whether you're on the phone, whether you're going through the grocery store, whether you at the pump getting gas? Can others see Christ in you? Can you really say, I'm a Christian? Your entire life will have to reflect the sacrifice, love, grace, and forgiveness of Jesus. so that people may know that you are a true Christian. You should be tolerant, understanding, without being overly proud. You should lead a life of integrity that in no ways compares or compromise your character standard. When you manifest Christ-like qualities in your life, nothing more will be required to confirm that you are a Christian. You know, to be a Christian is much more than monetary conversations. It is a daily process in which you grow to become more and more like Christ. Think about it. Are you just looking at religion to say, I'm a Christian? You know, over in Psalms 34 and 8, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, it's commendable to accept the doctrine of your church because it provides you with the foundation upon which to build your faith. In a traditional church environment, you may become familiar with certain forms of worship from which you can draw hope, courage, and strength. Or perhaps you are profoundly touched by the warmth, enthusiasm, and spiritual intensity of the charismatic movement. Between these two extremes, there is a host of lukewarm Christians who fail to experience the satisfaction of living faith. You know, test of your way of worship is whether it leads you into the presence of God. If the living Christ is at the center of your faith, you will know the deep hunger of the soul that yearns to know him more intimately. Do you really want to know God more intimately? That way you know you are Christian. When you know and you have that relationship with God, you will discipline your prayer life. You'll organize your reading of the scripture to facilitate a more profound understanding of the Master and his way of life. That can tell if you are a Christian. Are you organizing yourself? Are you discipline yourself in prayer? Or do when the prayer line come on, if you on a prayer line, you hold the line, you don't pray. But you don't woke up to pray. I'm just giving you some example. You say you are Christian. Whatever your theological position or church affiliation, the circumstances and the crucial aspect of your spiritual pilgrimage ultimately remind your personal relationship with Christ Jesus. Knowing him through faith, through prayer, through contemplating with elevating your faith beyond difference in theological and dogmatic, it will create in you a love for all people, not some people, but if you're a Christian, you're going to love all people and transcend all differences. When this happens, you will be overwhelmed by the greatness and benevolence of your living Lord. You know, truth becomes dogmatic as soon as they are debated. See, a lot of people tell you one thing, but they're doing another. A lot of them are having double standards. You know, many people have a condemnatory attitude toward their fellow human beings. But you say you're a Christian. They scrutinize every deed as if under a magnifying glass. But they say they are Christian. And are quick to emphasize others' mistake in addition with such divert behavior, but they say they are Christian. People who are constantly passing judgment on others usually have a limited spiritual outlook, but they say they are Christian. Inevitably only manage to make life miserable for themselves as well as others, but they're quick to say, I'm a Christian. You know, people with a condemnatory attitude seldom use the same standard to judge themselves as they do others. They expect a high standard of behavior from others. But they say they are Christian. But not of themselves, and what is more, they are quick to make excuses when their behavior falls short of this standard. You know, in the Christian life, there is only one standard that applies to everyone. What is applicable to one is applicable to all. Therefore, if you see someone doing something that's contrary to God's law, you should ensure that you are also not guilty of transgressing a law before you pass judgment. The law you are violating may not be as bluntly as the one you are condemning, but that the awareness of your own sin should humble you and make you more careful in your judgment. The more one knows of oneself, the easier it is to forgive others. That's why I've said in previous programs, check yourself. Look in that mirror at self first, like the Bible was saying in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. We hear that word daily. I'm a Christian. That don't mean that because you run into church 6 days a week and 7 days a week, that don't mean, are you living the life when you come out of the building? Are you showing? You know, you think about the Pharisees say, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. Here, that was talking about what God was doing. He was showing, still exemplary, a Christian. You're not just basing it on because it's a certain day, a certain time that I can't do this. Here Jesus restored the blind man's sight on the Sabbath. Yet the Pharisees failed to notice the miracle because they was unable to see beyond the violating of the law of the Sabbath. They couldn't share in the man's joy at being able to see because they classified his cure as work. They condemned both the man and his healer. But they say they was a Christian. In your Christian life, it's easy to become so entangled in matters of less importance. Then you start confirming the living Christ to your intelligent limited. Because you cannot understand how the master did some of his miracles, you refuse to accept that they were all done. You ignore the fact that there are depths that are yet unexplored by your intellect. No disciple of Christ should be so unwise as to close his mind to no ideas about his faith. There are many facts, fosters to the life, teaching, and personalities of our Lord Jesus. But the common factor among all his disciples is an overwhelming love for the master and for one another. Love is the death knell of fantastic and the original of understanding. Fantasement will prevent the love of Christ from flowing through you. Your love for Christ and your rescue from blind, fantasious, for this I praise and exalt you. I ask you again today, are you a Christian? You can only be a Christian if Christ is in you, which can be tested. And when all those that say they are Christians, don't think you're not under a microscopic. Every day when you say, I'm a Christian, you got to prove yourself daily. You got to be in that light that brings the darkness to the light. You got to show people without a shadow of a doubt. And like some things I said earlier, do you believe that Jesus Christ is really the Son of God? Your friends may ask you to lie for them to their parents or to others. Are you a Christian? Are you going to do what's right, or are you going to lie? You ask to help your elderly neighbor with some chores around the house. What is your response? Surely I will always be happy to help. Or would you say, can't somebody else do it? But you say you're a Christian. Maybe tomorrow, but not now. If Jesus was in the room right now, you would be completely comfortable saying, I love Jesus? Or would you be kind of embarrassed or not addressed it modestly? Or would you say, who is Jesus? When I got up today, what was the first thing I did? The first thing you should have did was talk to the Lord. I must start my day with Jesus. Some people are going to start off eating breakfast. I can pray later. Some of them say, I don't remember. Some of them say, I don't want to say Jesus would not like it. Some going to run out and say, I got dressed and went to work. Some will say, but you saying you're a Christian. Some say, I just barely got up an hour ago and haven't done much to accept Jesus. So today I ask you, are you a Christian? Think about it. Don't take things lightly. And every cliche you hear somebody else say, now is the time for you and everybody to get it right. Check yourself. Look in the mirror and see before you answer questions people give. Am I really a Christian? I know that evangelist, that prophet, that apostle, that bishop is living a lie. He's not doing right. Will I bring it forth to him, or will I continue serving unto him, knowing it's a lie? Am I a Christian? Are you going to continue doing the things you know is wrong and tell people you're a Christian? God's sitting high and he's looking low. So all I can tell you for the closing of this program, examine yourself. Don't look at the next person. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith of God, to know, or am I a Christian? Will I do what God say do? Or whether I would do what I see somebody else doing? You don't want to do that. You want to be in the family of God. You want to be led by God. Because of Christ, many of Christ arose in the world who love justice and hate injustice as he did. So today, as we leave the line, we don't leave God present. We thank you for this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. We call, are you a Christian? We don't have to look at anybody else. We can look at the mirror and talk to you and know whether we are a Christian or not. Let us live the Christian life. Don't let us profess to be one thing in front of people and do something else behind closed doors. So, Lord, let us be true to you. Let us be true Christians of Christ, the Heavenly Father. So any question that's asked of us and we know it's not right, we can let them know that's not right. We don't have to lie for them. We don't have to look to somebody else. We can look to the hill from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So until next week with another wonderful topic that God will give us, please stay tuned. Tune in. Tell somebody else about the broadcast. We're on every Wednesday. Some Wednesday I've been had to miss, but I'm going to try to reschedule a different time maybe if I have to leave and come on a little bit later. Tell others about the program. We are not running from station to station. God have allowed me to be on Blog Talk 14 years. So I'm going to continue on doing what he have called me to do until he changed the program and the protocol. So please do tune in again next week. I want you to know that I always have this little saying. It's not in the Bible, but I tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed week in the Lord. And until next week, be blessed. Love each one of you all. Bye-bye.